Hi everyone. Disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional or counsellor. Opinions expressed in this podcast are my own. They're based on what I've found helps me. Always consult a professional first. Hi there, I hope you're all doing as well as possible. So this is my first podcast episode of 2023. I know it's been a few months. I'm actually not really podcasting much, but I wanted to give you a bit of an update, and I will be providing the link to the blog episode, I should say blog post for this episode, for any of the links that I mention. So I'm now offering services as a mentor to people who are living with chronic illnesses. And obviously, it goes without saying, but just in case you missed it, my services are offered as a complement to any treatment you are receiving. And they are not meant to replace anything. Again, I reiterate, I'm not a medical professional. I would also like to put it out there to universe and that I can help you with your spiritual mental health. And this is based on a lot of things that I've found work for me. And when I've been talking with friends, family, and even people I don't even know that well, they've found some value in it. And you can have a no obligation free session to see if this resonates with you. We can do a video call. Everything's done online and we negotiate based on what you can afford, donation. It's all good. It's not about me making money, but I do believe that there is some value in what I'm providing. Something completely different is I'm now on TikTok. Yes, I'm 43 and I'm on TikTok. That's for my more fun, lighthearted side. See link in my bio for all my social media links, so via Linktree. Now, in terms of my own health, there've been some ups and downs, and that was at the end of the year. And there's been some stuff to deal with outside of that. But it is getting a lot better, and that's partly because I'm beginning to really believe that I'm healthier than what I am. Hey, fake it till you make it, they say. Now, if you like any of my content, or if you like these episodes, and maybe go YouTube, that kind of thing, and you want to show your thanks, your gratitude, please consider subscribing and tipping me on Ko-fi. I'm also on PayPal Me, link in the bio, of course. I've been stepping out of my comfort zone a lot, actually, taking risks a lot more than I used to, and you need to do that when you're trying to get rid of the old and embrace the new. To the extent that I'm actually going on a speed dating event. Yes, you heard right, speed dating. It's for the more spiritually minded singles. It's here in Sydney, April 2nd. I believe tickets are still available. And it will be held at my favourite cafe. It's plant-based cafe, vegan cafe, Buddha Bowl. You know, it's not easy to date when you've had a lot of health challenges. And yes, we have all been through the pandemic. And if you've been single for a long time. But the right person will be there if they're meant to be. And if not, why not make some new friends, right? I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling a bit nervous about it, but I'm excited as well. I've started co-hosting spiritual Instagram lives every week for about 20 minutes or so with my co-host who's based in Canada. More information can be found on my Instagram page. I'm now attending Zoom meetings. I'm still getting used to Zoom. One of them is astrological. So I signed up. Free membership, well, not membership, but sign up for the mailing list, and that's quite interesting. And new moon and full moon ones, why not harness nature? There's no harm in it. There's a certain time where it's good to let go of the old. That would be full moon, and new moon is good for starting new projects. It doesn't do any harm. As always, I hope that you found some value here on my podcast. I do also have a group on Facebook. It's open to all, where I share hacks and tips to help improve your life from a holistic point of view. So that's public, anyone can join it. I used a cute duck photo for those who love animal therapy. As you probably know, I absolutely adore ducks. My inner child just gets so excited. I love cute dogs and cats too. But anyway, it's a kind of a therapy thing. You just look at the image and your heart just melts a bit. So I've used that as the image here. Until next time, blessings to you all. Take care.